There's Big, there's football player Big, and then there's Saskatchewan Roughriders offensive line Big. These are the men that head coach Corey Mace affectionately refers to as hogs, and they don't earn that title by skipping meals.
You want those hogs up front to move the bodies. You know, if we can make it easier for those backs in the run game, and to be able to create space for them without them having contact, yeah, you need a bigger body to do that.
When you break it down to brass tacks, the O-line's job is fairly simple. They need to protect the quarterback. If you want to do that, you need to be big. And these guys tell me that if you want to be big, you need to eat. Daniel Johnson starts his day off with a breakfast plate that resembles Mount Everest.
Potatoes, eggs, sausages, just mix that all up and then have some yogurt, dates, and nuts.
And Jacob Brown. He's clearing out egg cartons like it's a competitive sport.
I go through 30 a week.
If you think that's extreme, Logan Ferland doesn't just eat eggs, he drinks them.
Raw eggs, I can like mix them with my smoothie. That's 6 raw eggs.
Now, eating 6,000 calories a day, nearly triple the average person's intake, doesn't come easy or cheap.
Not including supplements, I'm at least 1,000 a month. Spend more on groceries than rent.
And a buffet hates to see these guys coming.
I'll usually wait to the back of the line so there's some left. Otherwise, they get low mat.
Brammer tells me that his appetite has become a bit of a family legend. The food never lasts long when he's around.
They're like, okay, now we got to make more. Jacob's coming.
It's not just about packing in calories. It's about making those calories count. They try to eat clean, whole foods as much as they can. But Johnson admits that even the most disciplined players have their weak spots.
I try not to get packaged stuff. I try not to. But, you know, like the snacks, I love fruit sensations. That's my go-to.
When you have to be big to do your job, eating isn't really optional. It's expected.
Throughout the season, it's like you dread having to, like, every time you sit down, you're like, all right, I should probably have something in my hand.
It does become a chore for sure, but at the same time, when I'm ready to be done and retired and hang up the cleats, it's going to suck to stop eating because I love my food. Like, it's nice to be able to, as an old lineman, to be able to eat pretty much whatever you want because we're burning so many calories, so that has a nice part to it.
These are big guys with big appetites and even bigger hearts. Just don't get between them and a buffet. In Regina, I'm Brittany Cafe, 650 CKOM.